Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Idea Man.
My buddy that I played pickleball with this morning, he drops his wife off at the airport. He's got the fob, but the fob is in his wife's purse.
Innovative.
He went all the way to our pickleball spot, and then when he got there, the car basically told him, you can't drive anymore.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I was just amazed that the car let you go. I can understand. He was probably jamming to Led Zeppelin or something. But
it's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And Kohler Services.
Do it. Mark Tausch, Arm Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Actually appropriate. The land of the ice and snow.
That's
white
right.
White out conditions.
Yeah, you hear about this, Tausch? White uniforms and helmets for the Packers. First time at Lambeau Field in a long time. So they'll be in all white. And then it's also a winter warning game for the fans. The team asking all fans to wear white at Lambeau on Sunday.
Yeah. I did hear about it, and I kind of wondered when they made that announcement. October 20th or whatever date that ended up being. It's been balmy, obviously, the last couple days. It's, you know, soup weather and, you know, put on a sweatshirt. But I think for me, I'm an old school traditional cat when it comes to uniforms. I'm also a heavier set fella, so all white, not great. So I wouldn't be probably as intrigued as a player to go this way. But anytime you can get your players excited, and I think the University of Oregon actually, I think, started this whole trend of going with a bunch of different uniforms, and Nike obviously has originated out there. So the fact that the players get as excited as they do, and the whiteout helmets, and I think the fans, and the fact that you can sell more merchandise, I think all in all, I can't sit here and be Johnny Curmudgeon and say, you shouldn't do this. It's just for me, I like the classic traditional gold pants, green jerseys, yellow helmets. That's where I'm at, but I get what the Packers are doing.
74 degrees, the predicted high temperature
actually,
in Green Bay.
Yeah, not much of a wind.
But you could argue that's actually better for this. Like, you'll probably have more people in white because it'll be nice and mild. Because if it was really cold, everyone's got their coats on. No,
yeah, blaze orange
coat.
Then.
Look at Bill Stead being the voice of reason again. Yeah, I mean, because when you start thinking about it, you see a lot of blaze orange. You'll see some camouflage. You'll see dark jackets. Like, when you start getting into that November, December, January weather, you go up to Lambeau, you don't see a ton of people wearing white T-shirts, you know, white jackets. You don't see that. So, Eric's on a roll, man. Eric Bilstead is on a roll. I had not thought of it from that perspective. If you're wanting to white something out, you don't want it to be in January unless the snow is falling with it and then everything blends together. And then that's even sexier than what you're going to see on Sunday.
Pivoting to this, and it's not our team, Tausch. Go ahead.
Yeah, quick question. I have yet to figure out the NFL schedule and why they do what they do, because this matchup, I'm not saying both teams are going to be in the Super Bowl, but I'm definitely saying it could happen.
Yeah.
And I love noon games, but from a TV perspective, why would they not flex this game this weekend? This is one of your best matchups you're going to have all season. The Houston Texans 5-1 coming into town. They have a young quarterback that is a star. We have a young quarterback that is a star at Lambeau Field, whiteout game, and you decide to not flex it. That doesn't make much sense to me.
And what's killing me about, and granted, we have early hours, as do you, Tausch, so the primetime games are really tough. And if you're up early with us, you know, at 6 a.m. for the show, it's probably the same for you. Those primetime games are hard for us coming into the work week. That said, too, like, you've got great weather this weekend. Be great to settle in for at least a 3:25, if not a 7:25, right? And get your stuff done, enjoy some time in the yard or out doing whatever.
Exactly. The NFL is always going to do what's best for them, and that's business. They should. I don't know why you wouldn't flex this thing out. And I don't even know what the Sunday night game is. I'm fairly certain if it's not the Detroit-Minnesota game, which is a very good matchup, and I'm excited to watch that as well. I don't know if you're having a better matchup, and the whole point of this flexing is to get the big boy games at those big boy times, and that doesn't seem to be the case.
I found it. It's your boy Aaron Rodgers. Jets and Steelers. 2-4 Jets.
Oh, perfect.
Be the 4-2 Steelers.
Number 17 is going to be in the white and green.
Yeah, it's that was I tried to set you up, Vinny, for a really easy segue.
Nice. Oh, okay.
To the Devontae. It's so fun to watch, and I know, I'm sure you guys hear this. We hear it all the time. There is the, why are we talking about the Jets? The fatigue of Aaron Rodgers, and Packer fans are so happy that they're kind of done with this, but you're still intrigued. Like, Packer fans are still very intrigued, and the fact that you now have one of the greatest receivers to ever don a green and gold uni, one of the greatest quarterbacks, and they're trying to recreate what we saw in 2018 to 2021. And we'll see. I think if I'm a Jets fan, I don't mind this move because I think it's bold and they needed to do it. But I just look at this from a Packer fan standpoint and say, thank you, Brian Gutekunst. You nailed both of these when it comes to when you traded, how you did it, how you built your football team. Because is there anybody that would rather be a Jets fan than a Packers fan? Even now, and not even looking at 25 and 26 and 27 and 28? Like, thank you, Brian Gutekunst, is all I could think of when that trade happened yesterday.
Talk again tomorrow, Tausch. Dead on.
See you guys.